y sabemos que tenemos los mismos problemas. La misma discriminación de la policía es igual, es igual.
And what we've learned is that our brothers and sisters from Breakout are criminalized in the same way that we are. When we sit down with them and we share our stories, we see that we have a lot more in common than we do apart, and we're fighting the same system.
Por eso estamos aquí nosotros en solidaridad con nuestros hermanos, nuestros compañeros, nuestros amigos de Breakout, no por obligación, no por compromiso, sino por un deber moral que tenemos todos los seres humanos de apoyarnos.
And so that's why we're here today with our compatriots, with our friends from Breakout. We're not here because we're obligated to be. We're not here because we have to be here. We're here because we have the moral obligation to be here and to fight side by side.
Por eso nuestros compañeros y nuestros amigos, ellos saben bien que tienen nuestro apoyo cuando ellos lo necesiten, cuando ellos nos indiquen. Nosotros ahí estaremos para apoyarlos donde quiera que sea, porque sabemos que juntos sí podemos.
And that's why our friends here, they'll always have our support whenever they need it, for whatever they need it. We'll always be here in solidarity with them, because we know together we can beat this.
Muchas gracias, y nosotros en el Congreso de Jornalero tenemos una consigna que decimos, y ojalá la repitan conmigo, sí se puede.
Thank you so much, and in the Congress of Day Laborers we have a chant that we always use, and I hope that you'll repeat it after me.
Sí se puede. Sí se puede. Sí se puede.
Love, all-inclusive love, that goes out to all people. not just black, not just white, not just men and women, but transgender as well. So we're here to support Breakout and their efforts to raise awareness in this community to make it safer. And just so you know, there are other religious organizations that are jumping on the bandwagon, but NCC is here to support all of you. And we look for the opportunity to do that. With God in our hearts and faith to back it up, we love all of y'all, and all is welcome.
Next, we'll be having Toya, who is representing Stand With Dignity.
How y'all doing today? So most of y'all know Stand With Dignity is an underemployed black worker organization. I don't know if y'all been hearing that Black Workers Matter. That's been a campaign that we've been leading here in New Orleans, right? Because work and economics is one of the key things that we need to end some of the oppressive situations we all in, right? And as usual, Stand With Dignity stands with Breakout. And I'm gonna hand it over to one of our members, Cosmo, one of the most popular guys in the city.
Good evening, everybody. Now, I hope y'all do all know that this is a worthy cause that we're out here fighting for, because lives are involved. So, I want to say to you all, we got to keep the fight up, keep going strong, and help your neighbor. When you help your neighbor, you're helping America. Okay? And I just want to say one more thing too. Fight for 15, baby. Keep the drive alive.
Next we have Dominique and Bree. Dominique was Penny's trans mother. For those of y'all that don't know or not familiar with the community, we have biological family and we also have chosen family. Dominique has definitely been a mentor to Penny, has took Penny under her wing, and unfortunately, due to what had happened, has lost Penny. Dominique and Bree is Penny's little sister. They're going to come, and Dominique is going to share a poem that she wrote for Penny. Okay, so the next person that we have, for a lot of you may know her.
But this has been my city for many years, has watched me since I was a young girl become the woman I am today. Here is Katie.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I'm sorry I'm dressed this way, you know, excuse me for that, but I just wanted to come out and show my support. Malin has done a wonderful job, and I thank you for that, Malin. Y'all put your hands together for Malin, please. She hit me up in my inbox and she let me know what was going on, and I feel as though if nobody's out here, I need to be out here. So I came out here and show my support, show my face. I just want to tell, to everybody out there, everybody who's gay, transgender, you know, look out for one another. If you don't do it for one another, do it for yourself. I see a lot of people who should be out here, they're not out here. I already made my Facebook post and stuff like that. You know, I just really feel as though they need a bunch of more people out here that need to be out here. I know a bunch who is, you know, but you know, it's another story, but I just want to say rest in peace to everybody who lost their life and everybody who loved someone. Thank you.
So I spoke of chosen family, and Breakout has definitely is a part of my chosen family. Breakout has invested so much in me as a trans woman. Just yesterday, I was out in survival mode, doing what I had to do to survive. And now I'm standing here bringing awareness to my community. But I don't have, you know, I can't say I did it alone, because it took a lot of my Breakout family, it took a lot of my chosen family to make this possible. It took y'all to make this possible. My chosen mother, who is Taylor, who is sitting right here, who's standing here, has brought me into the activism, brought me into this movement, made me conscious of my surroundings. So when I say mother doesn't mean I can't physically come out of her womb. Because she has took me under her wing, opened her doors up to me, not only me and my partner, and provided a roof over our heads, food in our stomach, and just made sure that we were safe. So Thea is going to come and share a poem that she wrote that is so inspirational to me. And I know y'all may be familiar with Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman, but this is Tilla Lorraine Love, Phenomenal Queen.
Can we please give another round of applause for Mother? I'm so proud. When I do this poem, I'm going to do this poem for my trans mother, Tiffany Fox Precious, for my trans daughter, Little Bit, and for my niece, Basha. I pray that they spirit give me strength to get through this. There's a war going on, and it starts within the mind. This energy, whether it creates or destroys, it often divides, separating those of us who were born different, destined to crave just a little bit more. Their souls unlock this hidden portal and roam through an unseen door. Thus began the legacy of the trans. She punishes herself, feels unworthy, destined to finish last. She has no sense of whom she is, for she knows nothing, nothing, nothing of her past. Her womb is barren and produces no physical life. Her pain runs deep, for there's much trouble just to be a happy wife. The pain ingrained in her may take lifetimes to erase, for the job was done ingenuously. The attack began with her faith, meant to be the strongest part. Feared by man and locked away in the dark, she was once an advisor of kings, an interpreter of dreams. But to seal the deal and this place, we must know who we are in this realm of grace. For many of us have traveled this border and seen what keeps others locked in closets, pretending to be innocent and green. Wanting only to feel love, we've allowed ourselves to become governed by our flesh. Man has used this tool against us, labeling us objects for sex. He set out to damage everything about us that was reparable, admirable, and pristine, and turned it to evil. Now we're viewed as morally unclean, but it's alive from the pits of hell. And with my last breath, indeed, this truth I tell, or better yet, I might scream, no, I'm not a phenomenal woman, but I am an extraordinary queen. One worthy of favor would still struggle to stand, even after being cast down and rebuked by their fellow man. Those who receive us know all too well what we bring into a room. A bold, humorous, and exotic presence that could chase away the darkest gloom. It is bravery embedded in the courage to be who you are, knowing by many you shall be judged for your deeds. Some of us forsaken by our families for their words you did not heed. For their words you did not heed. So seek not the shadows of conformity, thinking that it be your saving to blend. For the book of Isaiah writes that we keep God's covenant, we shall be lifted among men. Let this day mark the end of a man-made curse, and know what was first shall be last, and what was last shall be first. This work has been a long time coming, but it has always been one's hope, and it shall not be in vain if it helps just one, just one, just one, just one, just one to cope until there's hope to help you pass your past, the ridicule and the shame, the self-loathing and the blame, wondering if you truly fit in or if anything was gained. Oh, today I can say I've seen a glimpse of the mountaintop, and it matters not what you're wearing or what you look like when you get there, but what matters is that you get there. So to all those like me who are still in despair, I humbly ask that you hear God's voice and make this your covenant prayer. My sisters and my trans brothers, fear not this gift to dream a different dream, that which by others may never be seen. But stand proudly in whose you are, certainly not a phenomenal woman, but extraordinary kings and queens.
Milan. Milan.
That we are now about to start our community gathering. For folks, the reason why you see speakers is because we're gonna do it differently than any other little thing. We're gonna celebrate Pity Flight, we're gonna celebrate our own lives. So, go ahead, hit it, DJ.